You're listening to WPSU's StoryCorps. As part of WPSU's radio, TV, and web project, The Vietnam War, Telling the Pennsylvania Story, we're bringing you oral history interviews with Vietnam veterans. Today, Janet Fravel talks with her husband, Dick Fravel, about how the Vietnam War affected him.
Why did you join the military, and why did you pick the Marines?
I joined the Marine Corps because my dad was World War II veteran. He was in the Navy. My brother was a Korean veteran with the 82nd Airborne Division, Korea. And my other brother was Navy CB. And I just thought it'd be nice to have another branch of the service in the family.
When you were in Vietnam, was there times that you were afraid for your life and for your buddies' lives?
Probably about every day. Because when we got there, you're on a search and destroy, or you're on an operation out there, or every night we were sitting in ambushes. So every time we went out, we prayed. Yeah, I probably prayed more over there than I did in a lifetime. With the search and destroys, they were not easy going either. You'd have a guy alongside of you, next thing you know, he'd be dead. You see that kind of stuff all the time, you know. It gets to the point where you just get so used to it, it don't bother you anymore.
Do you think PTSD has affected you and been part of your life when you got home?
I'm sure of it. Before I went to Vietnam, I was friendly. I was welcome to everybody, you know, and we were like family. In our school, and we played football, and I never, to my knowledge, never had an enemy.
And when you come home?
And when I come home, it was an altogether different story. I couldn't relate to any of my friends, and the people that, you know, I were buddies and ran around with. Prior to that, I would get anger with them. I'd be rude sometimes to them, not realizing it.
Have you seen the wall, and how does it affect you?
Yeah, I've seen the wall, and it affected me really bad. I couldn't even walk up to it right away. It took me half hour, 45 minutes before I start looking for the names on the wall that guys that I was with over there, and tears come to my eyes, and just like a reflection, I'd be talking to one, and just like he was standing there talking back at me.
How is military a part of your life today?
I take care of the memorial there in Howard. I replace the flags and I rake the leaves and try to mow some grass around it and make sure the lights are replaced when necessary. It just gives me the opportunity to give back to those who didn't come home.
Dick Fravel talks with his wife, Janet Fravel. The 10-part documentary, The Vietnam War, by Ken Burns, is currently airing on WPSU-TV. And the WPSU television documentary, A Time to Heal, on the Vietnam War experience from a Pennsylvania perspective, airs November 12th at noon. With WPSU StoryCorps, I'm Emily Reddy.